Thank you. Let's get scratching.
Hello? Sorry, Sega Radio.
Sega.
Radio Sega? Sega?
Yeah, part of the Sonic Boom. It's Japanese.
Get a load of this!
You get to listen to cool sounds!
I've done a podcast.
They just look like sausages. People who are sausages.
Get hot in the air.
Stop this crazy ride.
What the hell?
Anyone else got any ideas for songs?
This is just a demo, but I'm having fun with it.
Oh my god, quieten down, you.
This is
Best Feet
Full Mix
on Radio Sega.
Okay, hello. Hopefully you can all hear us now. I'm Fast Feet and welcome to Fast Feet's Full Mix, which is on Radio Sega as always on Sunday nights. We're a little bit late tonight due to, shall we say, technical issue. So we're here on a slightly different stream, so hello to all of you who have actually joined us and have taken the time out from your Sunday evening or afternoon to come and join us on Radio Sega. So, it's been just over a week since Summer of Sonic, so we're going to have a little bit of chat about that tonight, because we've got some guys who were there and some who weren't, so we've got both sides of it, and we'll also give you our own points of view of the day, because some of us were staff here as well, so we'll let you know what happened there. But until that, I am going to just introduce my co-host for this evening. We've got to start with, we've got Rio.
Wait, okay. Do you mean me or like the other dude?
Rio, I mean Rio, not Rio Nakage.
Oh, sorry.
Alright, well, Rio's not there clearly, so we'll move on. We have Gavi.
Hello, I'm here. Definitely here.
Hello, I'm here.
Hello.
Let's silly voices for later, though.
Yes. I have plenty.
I've got Nate or Silver Sonic, is it, joining?
Hello.
Yeah. We've also got Green Yoshi in our presence tonight as well.
Hello.
Once again. And as you may have guessed already, Ryo Nakage is joining us.
What is up, my familia?
And we've got my co-host as always, SJ.
Hello.
And you've also got Forever Sonic with us as well.
Hello.
So, me, Gabby, Green Yoshi, and Forever Sonic, who were all there at Summer Sonic. The other guys weren't. I'm not going to do my usual, here's everyone in the chat room. I don't have the energy for that after all the... getting
I'll do
the
it.
Radio stream working.
I'll do it.
Go on then.
Go for it.
Alright, we got Resident Steve, Cobra the Best, Sonic, Project Phoenix, Phoenix, Robotoid, I think, Shattered and Cheese something, Sir D'Artagnan, Gavi, Forever Sonic, who's on Phone Mix, Underscore Spondy, Fast Feet, Dribble B, Inc., Mini Dub, Miles Prower, Rad, myself, Ryo Nokage, Silver Sonic, SJ, and Siam Ing Lee. Siamling Lee. I can't pronounce that.
Goodness. Don't make fun of Siamling Lee. He's a top bloke.
Awesome hair.
Yeah.
Shoes.
Yes.
Did you see the shoes?
Yeah, I did see the shoes.
Should have been award for best hair next year, I reckon. Yeah, well, last weekend, shall I say, was pretty good at the end of the day, really. So I got there on Friday, got to the hotel, and promptly proceeded to stick my Sega Media t-shirt, well, actually, I didn't have my Sega Media t-shirt on then, I just had my little I'm Staff badge, because I was just a bit sad. I'll wear it so people know I'm one of the Sonic fans. proceeded to go to the Central Bar in Shepherd's Bush in London. Where there was a mass gathering about 30-odd Sonic fans there, which was pretty hilarious. In fact, I had Melba Green Yoshi to start with, and we went from there. We were the first in there, weren't we, I think?
Yeah. Just didn't realise I was a Sonic fan.
to be fair, I wasn't really wearing anything Sonic, and my name on mine doesn't really represent Sonic in any way. So,
what the fuck are you doing there? Yeah.
Well.
No, actually.
But okay, that's fine. Well, that's it. good explanation now. I feel proud. I'll use that in the future. You. What did you do this for? Well.
I said, well, I just, well. Used a well.
Yeah. A simple one. And...
Yeah, I got a small text that me and Green Yoshi were talking about this before, and just like, oh yeah, I got a couple of requests the day before the actual event itself, and I was like, alright, just checking through Twitter and Facebook and stuff like that, and I saw something about, oh yeah, go to Weatherspoons, that'd be a right place to go, because they do, what was it, chips, sausages and beans for under a fiver. It was like, not a bad idea actually. So everyone just started ordering that for food.
Sausage, chips and beans for the night.
Yeah, sausage, chips and beans, which is a staple diet of a Sonic fan, so...
You know you're a Sonic fan if you like sausage, chips and beans.
Oh, God!
I think that's more the sausage to chili night dog night. Sort of area that's sort of referring to, whatever. Alright, we're gonna have Xiang, he's gonna have to tell us how to say his name right. Jiaming Li. We're going to have him at a combo now, so we'll call it from him. If his mic works, that is. Yeah. Hello!
Hello.
Hello?
Whoa!
Whoa! Whoa!
Is it ridiculously loud?
Oh, bad mic syndrome.
Probably. It'd probably be that.
You sound like a freaking dialect.
That was weird.
Oh dear.
Jiaming Li. Jiaming Li, our resident dialect. Or dialect.
Dialect.
Oh, that's.
Dialect.
Oh god.
No, Gonic, it is not Oma Chow.
You mean Oma Chow is a sort of style, right?
Yeah, it's not Amo Chow, it's...
Jiaming, do you want to try filling with your audio settings a little bit and we'll see where it goes from
there? Yeah, I will go.
Your friendly neighborhood dialect.
Alright, let's move on a little bit, shall we?
Please.
So yeah, first of all, as much as we've had technical difficulties tonight, I do want to up front make an apology to anyone who was expecting to hear the Summer of Sonic stream over the radio and hear what was going on during the day. The reason for this being, because I was involved in sorting this out partially during the day, is basically there was no radio stream for the day. No one was getting radio from Summer of Sonic. It was only a video thing during the day, so... Essentially what we had there was we had a choice between going for video or just radio. At the end of the day, SOS technical guys, what we'd rather have video, which has video and audio. So we just stuck with that end of the day, really. Initially, SSR, Sega Sonic Radio, wasn't going to be on there at all. It was going to be a Radio Sega exclusive, we got told last minute, and then we got told we couldn't even have the exclusive, and there was no radio whatsoever. So that was the end of that, basically. So we did try doing what we could.
Oop. Whoa!
I sent raised volume levels. When I said change the mic settings, I didn't mean blow my speaker sort of.
Someone's mic must have been amplified a lot.
Should we be concerned? I mean, it seems like your house is being condemned.
Out. Oh, he dropped out of the call.
Aw, he go bye-bye.
The Sonic Radio thing. It would have been nice, obviously, knowing that I was there and being like Radio Sega sort of headhunter kind of person. It would have been nice if they'd have actually told us when they were killing the radio, rather than us like kind of sat around for a while going, "What's going on? What's going on?" I mean, obviously, you know, I understand the decision and I agree with it because, you know, as you say, audio and visual is a lot better than just audio. But it would have been nice if they'd have told us, so we could have actually passed the message on a lot quicker, rather than just being, you know, very much, ooh, what's going on here then? You know, and people not really knowing until the last minute just what was going on with it. So, a bit unfortunate, but, you know, I mean, I kind of get that they were a bit busy doing what they were doing.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing is, me and Gabby were DJing a lot of the day, so we had to look after that. Well, Gabby, you had to do a lot of other stuff as well, really, which is a bit unfortunate, but,
Yeah, I only
went
to do the doors once.
You did what?
I only had to run off to do the doors once, and when I went off to do it the second time, they didn't want me.
That sounds about right, actually. That happened last year.
Yeah.
But yeah, going off on Friday, what was it? Yeah,
yes.
We had this massive meeting in this pub, which is brilliant. And then a lot of us just went our separate ways a bit later on in the evening as well, really, so that was that.
Yeah, you all went off just as I was arriving.
Because we knew you were going, but oh god, Forever Sonic's gonna be there quick. We
That's right, quick mega runner.
Lug it!
Well, it's not like it was like, oh, Forever Sonic's here, run! It wasn't like that. But yeah, the actual day itself, venue capacity was 1,000 people, and I'm sure we had easily that many people in there during the day.
I think we got about 800 in the end.
Yeah. Because we weren't allowed to have 1,000 technically. They
wanted to let us have a 500 initially. Yes.
That's weird.
Yes, quite. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to regroup, but in the meantime, I'm going to treat you all to a bit of live music, which you may not have been privy to have, so now will be the time to tune in. This is unedited live stage audio from Junsunu's afternoon tea at Summer Sonic. So I'm just gonna wipe that in. Have a little listen to that. You're listening to Fast Beats Bowmix. We'll be back in a few minutes with more Summer Sonic banter.
This is Fast Beats Bowmix on Radio Sega.
From last year, the very first level. I hope you like it.
It's alright, give me your hand.
I'm going to get in so much trouble. I'm just doing what I think it is. Simply, we just had a couple of tracks, which were Jun Tsunui's Afternoon Tea live set, which was a Sonic 4 medley, and we had something else after that. I don't even know what it is, because I've barely edited it yet, so... that's right, I'll come back to you on that one. Skipped my mind, that one. Emerald Coast, that's the one. The thing is, Jun gave me a different name for it when he was writing it down, because I was pestering Jun and Johnny from Crush 40, of course, just trying to sort out tracks off of it, because it's like, I was like, all right, guys, brilliant. You'll be on stage a couple of times during the day. I need to know when you're doing things, what order, that sort of thing, really. And they're like, all right, well, we'll come back to you. I was like, all right.
Just is that the one he wrote down as Bossa Nova?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's his After the Adventure track from The Works, which has got Emerald Coast, It Doesn't Matter, and Dreams, Dreams in it.
Yeah, there you go.
There you are. I know, you see.
Yeah, well, I'm just up to my ears with editing stuff at the moment. So. You still got Nevermind the Buzz Bombers from last year? Yeah.
Yes, I've still yet to upload it. I will get around to it when I have time.
Because good thing is I actually got, unlike last year where my footage was a bit here and there, not that anyone's seen it, but this year was a bit more consistent because I had the camera right next to the stage all day, so hopefully I have a lot more to show off really. But I can see there's bits which are going to do well as like whole upload, like Crush 40's live set, and then there's just going to be a whole sort of separate thing I'm going to do where I'm just going to show off what happened during the day, so
yeah.
But yeah, there's some nice bits in there. We'll get some nice juicy high depth bit out of it as well, so yeah. Now,
you still got the bit where you interviewed me?
With me and you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got a bit where you're prattling.
That's
going to
be the most. What do you mean when I was prattling about? When I said that you needed to interview me?
Well, that's prattling, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was trying to get Ben from, used to work at Official Xbox Mag as well at the time, really, but I didn't catch up with him. I said I got taken off elsewhere to be interviewed myself, so.
Oh, you get interviewed?
Yeah, I got
fine. Next year, my time will come.
It's one of Xiaomeng Li's friends, actually, because we got interviewed together at that time.
Yeah.
To the IRC room, though, I see that D'Artagnan was at SOS. So, I'm a bit disappointed in that. Why did he not come say hello? And if he did, he should have said, I'm D'Artagnan.
Because you're D'Artagnan doesn't mean you can do whatever you want.
I know he can do whatever you want, but you know, come say hello, you know, we speak on the internet all the time, and then, we're 5 meters apart from each other, or something.
Yeah, he's not King D'Artagnan anymore because of the SNS smash-up.
Smash-up is a word that comes to mind at the moment.
I don't know, well, it just randomly popped into my mind.
Overall, that was a fantastic day, I think. It took a bit of hard work to scrape together some bits, really, but that was a pretty good day from my side, really. I can see how people want to have their own say, really, so I don't know, let's go around and have some general thoughts, whether you were watching the event on the day, or you were just actually there, experiencing it firsthand as well. So it was Ryo, not Ryo Nakagi, Ryo. Are you there?
Oh.
He's so not there, is he?
Well, he just typed in something earlier, but...
Exactly!
Yeah. Hey, there he is.
This Ryo is here.
Yes, yeah.
There you go.
There we go.
Okay. Summer of Sonic thoughts, please.
Oh, well, it was bloody amazing.
Okay, who's next?
Okay, no, alright, fair enough. I mean, yeah, it was a third one I attended, but it's just like it seems to get bigger and bigger every year, and I mean the venue this year, I don't know, I mean personally I thought it was a little bit claustrophobic even if it was really much bigger than last year, but I was dying in the heat as well, but apart from all that, definitely the best Summer of Sonic yet. And I mean, you know, the day before, if someone would have said to me that I would be in the middle of a hot, sweaty crowd pumping my fists and singing along to Crush 40 at floor-vibrating volume, because none of the cameras picked up just exactly how loud it was in there. I'd have laughed, really, but there I was in the middle of a hot, sweaty crowd singing along to Crush 40 and pumping my fists like nobody's business.
Yeah, did you feel quite loud in music? I mean, are we talking about generally or just towards the end?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm talking about during Crush 40's gig. I just never felt so exhilarated in my entire life, because I've only been to one concert in my entire life, and that was when I was 9. It was in London, it was at Christmas, and it was the Spice Girls.
Yeah, because towards the end, when we were doing the Crush 40 set at the end, when they were doing the 7 odd tracks they did, I was told to crank the volume up on something like that to 10, because that's what I've been going to, and I was like, I don't really want to get blamed if I blow a speaker which is not my own and make people's ears bleed. So, best keep it.
Yeah, it was a deafening volume.
Yeah. See, I was told to put it louder than that.
I just had visions of these little kids going flying away when they started playing like Live and Learn.
What's going on?
Yeah, but I mean, just in the middle of that, in that crowd, to just sing much forte. Just amazing. I just loved it.
They really hope, they really should come back next year, and I was quite happy because I got my
my copy of the Sonic Adventure 2 official soundtrack signed by Jun.
And I sort of, you know, it was like I had a proper gooey moment with him because I told him, like, oh, your music means so much to me, it holds so many childhood memories, and he just sort of leant back and went, wow. And then he pointed out, he was quite keen to point out I had an American version of the SA2 soundtrack, and I was like, oh, really, yeah, yeah. And then I sort of told to Johnny, someone who's dead, oh, and you've got an amazing voice. Yeah, they were both really, really nice guys, and I really hope they'll come back next year and perform for us again. Hopefully, if Bentley Jones is there as well, we can finally get Dreams of an Absolution, LB versus JS Mix live.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
Very.
And maybe the Open Your Heart version as well.
Oh, that would be really good.
Both of them. Hey, both of them. Come on, bring it on.
I think for next year, just briefly, if you was going to do something like that, you need to get everyone in. So you'd need to get Richard Jakes in as well, and just have all of them.
Yeah,
I mean, it's the only way you'd do it, because if you miss someone out, it'd be like, oh, 20th birthday, you didn't have
all of them. Because Takashi Iizuka has hinted that there's going to be a special game for the 20th anniversary.
Yeah.
All of those people should get together and sing the main theme to the game. Wouldn't that be amazing?
The Sonic Dream Team.
Yeah.
Well, Crash 40 seemed quite intent to sort of hint towards they will be coming back next year, because the convention, of course, has been announced to be in June next year to sort of coincide with Sonic's 20th birthday, so that'd be interesting, but I think Crash 40 hinting they want to be there again.
Well, I say, was it Johnny's got to be there, because he's paying for the air conditioning.
Yeah. Gonna hold him to that.
We have it recorded.
Gonna hold him to that.
Yeah, I don't know if he will, because he did say if he was going to do that, he'd have to sell one of his kids.
Which one of you like Sonic? You're like, no, I don't. Like, you're getting sold out.
I disown you. Get away from me. You are not perfect.
It's not that bad though, because I think there were people shouting out for his babies or something, weren't there? At one point.
There was that like, crazy little blonde woman who was just screaming all day, and it was just like, oh my god.
Well, that was quite weird, because the few photos I have seen of Johnny Gioeli, it was just like, he looked sort of scary and sort of dark hair, big eyes, and really sweaty. And I thought when I met him, he's going to be like, I don't know, Alice Cooper or
I said, you expect him to be just like, I'm Johnny Gualay! But he's like, hey, Johnny! He's just hello, American in your face when you meet him.
Hello, I'm a loud American!
That was loud.
Hello. I am a rock singer from the US of A, not Mexico.
Yeah. Now, I'm from the US, you know.
Yes, I make sure you're significant in this discussion. Thank you.
No, you need to stick up for himself, yeah. Come on.
Thanks for that, Johnny. Actually, when he was doing the sound check in the morning, it really made me chuckle. What time? It must have been about
about half nine.
Then all of a sudden, he's at the back of the venue, and he just starts going, "It's far too early for me to be fucking singing." It was. Oh, it was quality. I just sat there just chuckling.
Yeah, on the other end of the menu.
Well, I was there in the morning at that time, and all I was going through in my head is, get off the stage, I want to play some tunes off my decks. Because they were having their backing tracks going on, but I was just like, I want to set up my decks to get started. Pretty selfish, I suppose.
But... Get down with his wiki wiki wah wah.
Now, we were outside and we couldn't hear any of that.
No, you missed out on some good stuff. I mean, when he was there, I was just like, you cannot be seriously thinking of jumping off the stage and wandering around, because it was almost as if he was checking to see where the sound was in different parts of the arena, of the room. And I thought, you're just going to get mobbed if you do that, but thankfully he didn't.
What I did love, though, is that they were giving away some freebies in the crowd when they were doing the Crush 40 bit, and you could just see the difference between Jun and Johnny. And Jun's just walking around, just being very calm and oriental and Japanese about it, and just like passing out all the freebies one by one, and Johnny's just like catching them and just throws them onto the stage.
He didn't throw any our way.
I caught one of those German chocolate bars, by the way.
German chocolate.
There was a barrage of German chocolate.
It was just, did anyone see the kid who got hit in the face and was like, oh my god, I'm so sorry.
Someone got hit there. What?
Yeah, he threw a bar of chocolate out and seriously smashed some little kid in the face.
Oh,
no! That's not good!
Health and safety.
That's not good at all!
Compensation.
I'm sure chocolate bars got sharp edges.
Medic! Medic!
Medic!
Medic! We need a medic!
It was quite funny though, because because Angie was just sort of up on stage with Johnny doing the Crush 40 quiz, and every time someone got one right, she would just throw one chocolate bar out to the audience, and Johnny just went, oh, fuck it, threw about 20 of them out.
We've got plenty, it'll melt in this heap.
Well, it should have been
surprisingly, actually, that they felt like they'd just come out of the fridge.
They were quite cold.
Probably hurt.
I think they anticipated that.
I think I was Iceman backstage, so...
They're Iceman backstage, yeah.
Yeah, Iceman SSR. Oh, yeah. It should have been called Summer of Sweating, really, shouldn't it? Because it was just...
Summer of Sweating?
That's every summer. That's every summer.
Yeah, but...
Exactly!
Summer in England's a bit different compared to going inside the pavilion and realising... I can't breathe!
It's actually quite typical for England to find out that in the summer it's hotter indoors than what it is outdoors.
It's practically hot as hell outside over here, and that's why I'm always in here, in the house.
Okay, because imagine you guys, how hot it is outside right now, then imagine that you've got Eggman sitting on your face. That's the same
sort of thing.
Get a load of my ass.
I would hate to imagine it.
Actually,
that would be quite a scary thought.
Get a load of this pingus.
Oh,
pingus.
Oh dear.
Although,
mean
that was mentioned, if I remember seeing a video on YouTube.
I could smell the sweat in your crevices.
What?
Okay, I think we've got enough one show just about this images that Eggman's underneath sort of brings to the mind, so...
There goes that explicit tag.
It's disturbing, and we probably already have a tag on here already.
Lift my flaps.
Alright. Oh god.
Alright, so what else did we have there? There was, of course, a huge drawing area there as well. What else? We had, there was a little bit of shop area, because to be honest, I didn't manage to see much apart from around the stage at the front, the games, and the staff area. That's pretty much all I saw most of the day.
I think the stuff, so the merch stuff went out in the first hour.
Quite
CDs,
a lot of
t-shirts,
it,
and plushies, all in the first hour.
Cool. That's pretty quick.
do you want it? Make up your mind up now, because you won't have long.
That spider has crushed 40 on it. All those.
I'm actually a little gutted they didn't tell the first Crush 40 album, actually, because I really wanted that, but didn't tell it.
Yeah, people were really good at going for those Crush 40 shirts. Anything Crush 40, they were just like, hey, must have.
They had loads of those, though. I don't think they got anywhere near sold out.
Mm-hmm.
I got one. I got one of those Crush 40 t-shirts.
I got two of those Crush 40 t-shirts.
Lucky, I always wanted a Crush 40 t-shirt, but they don't sell any over crud.
Oh, you poor American.
I'm jealous.
Shut up, Rio. I'm American, you too.
You get everything first, and you're still not satisfied.
I didn't get anything.
You get 10 chicken McNuggets instead of 9 like we do in the UK. Hey,
shut up, Rio. You get a Royale with
cheese. Hey, with medium.
You know what, Rio? You can get a Royale with cheese, but we just get quarter pounders, so you can suck it.
This is like what exactly?
I don't know. Pull out some random object and suck it.
I don't get the Royales anyway. Plus, you have Wendy's. You still have Wendy's.
All right, I'm going to bring some order to this calamity that it is.
fast food discussion.
That's perfect.
Well. Let me just fast food.
Fast food forum.
Perfect.
Yeah, it'd be alliteration. It rules.
It'd be a parody to the fast food full mix sort of thing. T-shirt.
We have a whole segment called the drive bill.
Shit is going t-shirts. Food.
I just wondered how all of a sudden we moved from t-shirts all the way to food.
Yeah, and Shit is going. Nothing beats my delicious cheesecake.
What's that?
How about next to you? I wear a t-shirt to someone Sonic that says Royale with cheese. Suck it.
Okay.
It's Summer of Sonic, not Summer of Pulp Fiction. Okay.
Indeed. All right. And this is a fair exception.
Hey, you kept throwing a shirt saying that it's no use with Silver's quills.
Yeah, Silver Sonic, you might want to, because we've got to do this thing. Right, moving on. We're going to have a quick musical break now. Before we do, a good friend here, Silver Sonic, has passed on a little track he's made himself. So, just to let you know what it is, it's essentially a mashup, quite an interesting one nonetheless, really, of Bentley Jones' music, of Dreams of an Absolution, and so much more. So those two are put together, effectively, really. That's the track we're going to play next, so tune in and have a listen to that. Let us know what you think in the RC room. If you've got any comments or requests or anything, you can pitch them to us at Fastbeat Media or at Sega Media via Twitter. Or like I say, RC room can be found on RadioSega.net. But I shall now play this remix, which has been done by Silver Sonic. So if you've got any comments towards him, he's in the Skype with us right now. So let us know what you think once you've heard it. You're listening to Fast Food's Faux Mix. We'll be right back after a couple of tracks.
Want to listen to this show again? Download it from tomorrow at RadioSega.net.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the third and final part of the Folk Mix this evening. I'm Fastbeat, your host, and I'm joined by my motley crew of guests as usual on Skype. So yes, we're just back talking about all kinds of things from essentially Summer Sonic, but somehow the conversation sort of went on to food and all kinds of other pleasantries a minute ago, so we sort of diverted away from it. Yeah, Silver Sonic's remix just got a fair bit of praise in the chat room there, so well done there.
Woo!
I'd like to hear it later.
Absolutely. Well, I'll pass it on to you after the show, so yeah. I can definitely sort that out. What I will say is I think we had quite a success from Fast Media, Sega Media's point of view, because essentially I was looking after Dexter in a day, and our team of DJs with Gabby, so that was us from Radio Sega side of things, I suppose, really. And then we had Sega Sonic Radio Turbo, and we had Blitzcross as well, who did a stunning job during the day as well. My thanks goes out to all the Summer Sonic staff, because if we didn't all pull together and work hard that day, it could have been a lot worse, but every year we make the effort, we go the extra mile and make sure it all happens. So yeah, well done to my colleagues as well, many of which are in the Skype room as well right now. So yeah, give ourselves a pat on the back for that. Yeah, let's just add the crowd sound effect. Well done. Yeah. I don't know if I have the heart to give a hag of the week this week. I think I'll leave that till next week and maybe do a double hag.
That would be good.
I know Gonic's just sort of quaking in his boots right now, thinking, I don't want to be hag again. He thinks he gets it every week. Not quite.
Just give
he's
it to
paranoid.
Him for time's sake.
He's paranoid that he might get it again.
That's keeping him in fear of waiting, because that way he might just get it next week anyway. Who knows?
That's right, Gonic.
He might just get both of them.
We're always watching, Gonic. We're always watching.
Yeah, it's some sort of sort of response.
He prepared for this smoke and put some lipstick on, it looks like.
I believe he just shite himself.
So it was a very good event. Nonetheless, couldn't have been done by his staff.
Stay away from me, Fastbeat. It's not Fastbeat. It's not Fastbeat you need to be worried about, Gonic.
I was working on my vlog.
Sounds like I'm working on my vlog.
He just ran off.
I just don't know why he calls it vlog. It's called a blog, usually.
Yeah.
Depends
on how they say it.
He might have a bit of an accent, I don't know. He just goes off. It happens when he's typing as well. Who knows? But moving on. I think we had quite a good presence there at Summer Sonic. We were doing a bit of leafleting, so we're telling people about Sega Media and Radio Sega as well, so we're getting that a bit more off the ground. You know, there are hundreds of people there as well, really, so as much as we're trying to publicise things too much, you know, we're there as a community and we're helping out, and we like to know what we do in the community when we're not at Summer Sonic as well, which is fair enough, I think. Our colleague Mr. Sonic Stream, who's had many of his remixes played during the day and on Radio Sega, did a very good hand in helping us out and pass out Radio Sega and Sega Media leaflets and business cards, stuff like that, so that was very cool.
Oh, was that the guy that you had walking around in your staff t-shirt?
Yeah, that's him.
I was wondering who that was. I was like, wait, there's more than one t-shirt?
I've already had people asking me, where can I get t-shirts from? Where did you get your Sega Media t-shirt done?
I kind of run the place.
Yeah.
Probably, they're probably one of a kind, I'm guessing.
They're not fast being disguised.
If you own a Radio Sega t-shirt, it's the same guy who does those t-shirts, so let's put it that way.
Mine's fading badly now.
Come on, it's supposed to help promote things here, come on.
It's almost washing off.
That's not good.
I'm actually when I get Photoshop working properly, I'm actually going to try and get a new Radio Sega t-shirt done.
Sorry, I can kick you on if you want, but yeah, you do it.
Try and get it printed and not ironed on, because it's just wearing off.
It's hard to say, t-shirt printing is such a hippie area. I don't know, I'm glad it's not my business, but But yeah, okay, well, the event itself was brilliant. I think we're going to come back to this more next week, because we've kind of rushed into the show this week and I've got a few people in and it's on the other servers. I don't think it's going to be quite the Summer of Sonic show I would have wanted to put together, to be honest, really. So we will kind of limit it short. But I can't leave and finish the show without talking about Saturday night, the after party.
Oh, God.
And one person in particular, no doubt, who got herself rather drunk.
Yes, I remember seeing her rather drunk. Presumably
That was half my fault, sorry about that.
No, absolutely fine, don't worry about it.
See, I actually enjoyed the after party so much. I hadn't drank for like 3 months, and I didn't spend a single pound that night, and I got so drunk. It's like, wait, you were staff or something, I saw it? Yeah, do you want a drink? What are you drinking? I was like, okay.
It was the same with Dreadnux and Kev on MGK, because they just had drinks around them all night, although Kev wasn't around as much. He just went home and he was like, I'm going home.
Yeah, at least Kev was able to walk home.
I was there, I was sort of sitting by the window with a few friends, just sort of having a burger and a quiet Coke.
Yeah, we were chasing after Ruby Eclipse on the way home.
Oh yeah. Aaron's really cool. Ruby Eclipse is actually a fantastic item.
We suddenly realised the underground was about to shut, and so we sort of sent Aaron going. We thought we'd run and catch him up.
Yeah, I am sorry about getting that particular person a bit drunk, because I managed to get Sonic Stream very drunk as well. That was very funny.
No. As I say, it was quite amusing, to be honest.
Yeah, I think I'm going to walk into the room shouting Sambuca or something like that.
Something up to those lines, yeah. It was just kind of like, right, who wants a Sambuca? And everyone was like, yeah, go on then.
Sambuca to add to
the list. I can't say it was too impressive with your efforts to play chicken and getting them to partake in it as well, though. It's alright, you know, it's a busy London road. We'll just go running across it. It's fine.
We were playing chicken, man. I was going across the road to the shops, and they insisted on holding my hand across the road. I was like, nah, I'm fine. I think they needed their hand holding, actually.
Quite possibly. They were like, no, don't leave us! Don't leave us!
They made the silly mistake of thinking that they could run faster than I can, which is silly because A, I was a little bit drunk, and also they forgot my name, which is fast speed, so didn't really work out for them that way. I think they must have seen a few Sonic fans just see me just sort of run by the pub, basically, and just be like, what the fuck is that?
Do you know what's kind of embarrassing? Because at the end of the Summer of Sonic, just before I sort of went off to the Vespa, I approached Turbocharge and thought it was you, Phosphate.
You came across Turbo and you thought it was me?
Yeah.
Do I wear a kilt?
I don't know, do you?
No. There you go, there's the answer.
There are only two members of the Summer of Sonic staff that would wear a kilt. One's me, one's Tug, and I wouldn't wear a kilt if you were paying me.
So yeah, come to Summer of Sonic 2011 where you can see JJ in a kilt.
No! I will not wear a skirt, not even if I was being paid.
You can wear a kilt on top of the jeans.
Yeah.
No, then it's not the same. See, if I did
it's like,
wear a
it's
kilt...
Like, it's like the special promo launch for Calvin Klein Scotland.
If I did wear a kilt, I would have to wear it properly. If I did wear a kilt, I would just the Scotsman in me let me half-arse it. I would have to do it properly. That's why I won't do it.
Yes. His microphone's very blurred.
Why?
I know, right?
How'd you get a blurry microphone?
Yeah, how does that work?
Anyway, right. Any thoughts on Summer of Sonic before we wrap up for the evening, guys? Anything you want to talk about?
I
just like to thank all the attendees for being so little of a hassle on the day. For listening mostly when they were queuing outside, the only thing that was a problem was people staying on the roads, but that's fine as long as everyone enjoyed themselves and had fun. And thank you for not stealing anything of major value.
Definitely, yeah, thanks to everyone who came. Of course, obviously, as much as our staff work hard on obviously making the event happen, it can't happen without the attendees at all, really. Otherwise, we'd just be standing in a very big, empty room.
We're all to thank just as much as each other, really, because it's an event that we all make together. Yeah. Even if some of us like more than others.
It's like we need the attendees as much as the attendees need us.
Exactly, yeah. Mm. Well, I mean, what I'd like to say is that, you know, I've attended 3 Summer of Sonics in a row now. Each one after the other has been the best day of my life to date. And my aim really this year is to try and get more involved in the Sonic community, especially on SSMB and all that, and hopefully make a lot of new friends, and by the time next June comes around, I'll be able to party like it's the last Sonic ever. And I'll have lots of people that know me, and you can all sort of come and say hi.
D'Artagnan starting a fund to put me into a kilt.
I'll be the first to donate.
No!
Yes, the kilt fund coming up next on Fomix, so you want to donate. Right, so we have until next June, end of next June to be specific, until the next Summer Sonic, and that doesn't feel very far away already. So,
time's gone by pretty fast.
There you go.
Until Summer of Sonic 2011, we have 10 months and 10 days.
That makes it feel like it's really short then.
Yes, it is really short.
Yeah, it's sort of like a brown trouser moment, though, isn't it, really?
Brown. Yeah.
Moleskin trousers.
Yes. Yeah. Excellent. Right, well. We shall leave it at that, I think, and come with a bit more coherent Fomix on Radio Sega rather than the backup server. Maybe this week, or maybe next Sunday, we'll see. If we can get something arranged a bit earlier in the week, then we might do that. But other than that, we'll definitely be back next week with a much more thorough show, shall we say. But yeah, on that note, Sega Media Beta Week has essentially ended as well, so anyone who's got a beta key, that will expire now. Pretty much, so you won't have access to the site much longer, so have a look at it if you want. To be fair, I haven't had that much work done on it this week, really. I just haven't found the time to do it this week, unfortunately, but it definitely is going to get launched towards the end of this month, so give it a couple more weeks and hopefully it'll be there and there'll be plenty to explore and do all new versions of the site, and we can get rid of Fast Food Media.
Oh, what the
car wash is back.
Yeah, the car wash, yeah.
Oh. Anyway, yes, I think that's the sign we should go.
Bye.
Right, yes, we should be off, and we shall see you next week. Oh no, we're losing transmission.
Whoa!
No. Whoa. We're going down, we're going down!
No. Oh my god!
Eggman's sitting in my face. Until next week, we'll see you.
Or not.
Bye!
Bye.
To listen to this show again, download it from tomorrow at RadioSega.net.
This is Fast Beat Full Bricks on Radio Sega.